Everybody's got traumas. We all have things that were beyond our control that created pain. But today, people talk about their trauma as part of the identity. But most traumas are their stressors. They were more stressful then. We had the capability to deal with it, but he has a different level of capability today than he did back then. And he woke up to that and he reclaimed his true self. All of us have more today than those times. All of us have done things at times where we felt guilty or not enough or were unworthwhile, but you made the best decisions you could at that time. You couldn't have done anything but what you did back then. It's the best you had of resources at that time. We're not still beings, we're growing. And post-traumatic growth is the whole purpose between trauma. But somehow we think we're just gonna live with our trauma or manage trauma, and most of that's just a story that we built up in our head and made it worse and worse and worse because it meets many of our needs. Six needs we're trying to meet. Certainty, uncertainty. Ironically, if you're totally certain all the time, it's great in the beginning and then you're bored out of your mind. We need variety. Significance, the need to feel unique, to feel special, to feel important, love and connection, growth, contribution. Guess what? Trauma is significance. It's bigger than anything else in your life. And by the way, trauma also creates variety, believe it or not. It's why do people go watch a movie? People don't go to a movie where the main character starts out. You've heard me just describe this before. What's it like in the beginning of the movie? They're happy, they're healthy, they're fulfilled, they have beautiful work, they have beautiful relationships, their life is perfect. And then as they go through the story of the movie or the book, what happens? They're even happier, they're even more loving, it's even more beautiful, and it ends with them happy and beautiful and loving. Who's gonna go to that movie? No one! Because most of us, what creates an excitement is conflict. And many of us create extra dramas for the conflict. Let the conflict be the pursuit of your goals and the obstacles you face to have to become more. We don't need old stories to go live by. And anyone in this room can do what he just did, which is draw a line in the sand and remember that you are more than your memories. You're more than these pieces. And this whole world we've created in the last 10 or 15 years with kids, especially, now they're adults. Millennials now are 40, 45 years old, I guess, the leading edge. And they've been taught you should give me a trigger warning about a story before you tell it. What have we done to these poor kids? When you feel a trigger, that is a call to say, I need to rewire myself. It is not something to avoid. Or your world's gonna get smaller and smaller. And you'll have a great story about it, about what happened to you. But everything you're gonna tell me, losing 10 people in 3 days, losing your love of your life, losing everything financially, losing your home, losing your dog, losing your friend. All that is like playing a country western song in reverse. You get back your house, you get back your car, you get back your truck, you understand? We are in a place in life where someone else has done that and they've overcome it. So all you have is a story. And you may be getting it because many of you in this room especially are such givers. And you're responsible to so many people and you care about so many people. The only time you care about yourself is if it's bad enough that you're so overwhelmed that you have to care for yourself. And that is a poor way of living your life. It's not something that's sustainable. So it's not that you can't deal with it. It's like you have to create a problem so big that now finally you have to pay attention to yourself. And you might feel sorry for yourself because at least you're feeling for yourself right now. Kent, you're one of those people. You're a giver. I've gotten to know you over time, and you're just like, give, 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 give. Well, now I got enough reasons that I can feel my own feelings, feel for myself, deal with my own conflicts. But it's a call. All of it is a call to your soul and spirit to claim more of who you really are. And you won't. It's like if I lift a light weight and I do 100 reps, I get no growth. I get maintenance. I can maintain the muscle. If I don't use it, I lose it. I pick that big ass weight I can barely lift and I can't even do 8 curls and I make myself do 12 or 11, that growth is gonna be explosive. Emotional, spiritual growth is what really makes us happy long-term. My set of beliefs was, okay, well, death, okay, it's, you know, I don't know what it really means in the end, but I don't think this is the end. Nothing ever ends. Everything in the universe transforms. It goes from one thing to another. Nothing is destroyed. And so I'm like, okay. But when I went there, It was so different. And you'll see this when you go. I got on a barge and then I drove by, and there are these places where for 4,000 years they've been burning these fires and never letting them out, no matter what happens outdoors. And they have wood stacked as high as the ceiling or more, and all day long they burn the bodies. And their belief system, in the Hindu belief system, there are many versions, just like many versions of Christianity, many versions of any religion, right? Different sects. Some believe that you get to nirvana, which in their belief, it's reincarnation. Nirvana is you don't have to come back. So some people believe you give up all your things and you spend your life in poverty to prove your willingness to God. Some of them study the great texts of the world, the great religious texts, right? Some people.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
I believe it's through physical yoga. There are many approaches, but they all agree if you die in Varanasi, you immediately go into nirvana. And the only difference in sadness or not is they're not sad, as I said earlier, they see the body burns. If you get there, some people are dying, they get there to die. And we go to Mother Teresa's center, and there's a woman about this tall, she was like 101 years old, and she came there to die, and she was pissed that they were taking her and taking care of her and got her healthy. She was mad as hell that this had happened. There were several people like that. You'll see people there on the streets who are dying who are filled with joy. And you'll go to places in the West where people are pissed off because they didn't put the special sauce on their burger, right? The beauty of the West is our ability to produce results. The beauty of the East is the ability to find inner happiness. You do not have to choose. You can have both. And I brought you here so you can balance out the science of achievement with the art of fulfillment. That's what we're here for. And when I watched this, I'll never forget. I watched this going on. I was fascinated, right? And this little boy had a stick. And he was smiling and he was flipping something. And then I realized it was his grandfather's leg. He's flipping it further into the fire. Big smile on his face. No one's crying. No one's sad. Why? Because we only feel what we feel because of our beliefs. Your beliefs are what are creating the pain in you. So if you got a belief creates pain, you change belief. And your whole life will change. And in their beliefs, you burn the body. That's the t-shirt. The spirit is free. And now you go to nirvana. And so people are joyous doing this. They dip the body in the Ganges River. They get up in the morning and bathe in the river where all these dead bodies and their ashes have been floating. And they're joyous. Some of you in America are like, I can't even get near this water. You'll experience a very different experience being there than being here. And I hope you'll never forget it. I'm sure you won't. But I just want you to know our beliefs create everything. But one of the most valuable ones is that it is all a gift and being grateful for what's there. I have so much in my life today that I feel so fulfilled by. And I have more tears today in this time of my life. Tears, not of sadness, but tears of just overwhelming grace. Because I look at what I've come from and I think about, I've done my part, but there's grace in this. The grace of God, it could have gone so differently. And while I chose certain things, I also was clearly guided. And when you have that connection to grace, that will lift you beyond the moment as well. So I really offer you to consider a new possibility. Consider that all the stories people tell you, they're sincere and they're wanting to share with me, but they aren't healed enough yet to give you the full answer. And if you buy it from someone who's not yet healed, you're going to get part of the answer and part of what pulls you backwards in time. It's so critical to become a critical thinker when it comes to what things mean, because the only thing that controls your life is the meanings you make up. We are the meaning makers, but most of us let the world create the meaning. Our friends, the environment, the people, and the reinforcements we get. But if you can step out of that and remember that you are an autonomous soul that's been given the power of choice, that you can choose to feel differently. You can choose a meaning that lifts your heart and soul. That is not to mean you won't feel pain at times, you won't remember things. It's just you won't live there, and you'll use it instead of letting it use you. And you know it lets it use you if you keep going down that level of the same pain over and over again, or let it use you if you tell the story to yourself or others about it over and over again. Or you get start to feel like sadness or anxiety or fear are dominant emotions. Those are just a call saying, it's time to grow. It's time to step up. It's time to face what you're afraid of. If you will face what you're afraid of, if you'll dive into what you're most afraid of, you will discover it's never as bad as you make it up in your head, and you will feel freedom. Now is the time to create that freedom. Now, if you're not gonna do it now, you're never gonna do it. And if you can't find a way based on all you've been through in your life, all the shit and all the beauty, and there must be beauty for you to be in this room. Something got you here. Some part of you, some spirit, something got you here. You got nothing but love available to you, kindness, awareness, friendship, opportunity, beauty. But we forget all the miracles that are happening. We get caught up in what we see as the limitation, and we lose the miracle. And I hope you took what Mo really was giving you is come back to the miracle that they lived, the miracle of what you lived with them, what you shared with them, what you can now take of them inside and carry with you so they continue to live if it's someone you've lost as an example. Those are things that are gonna give us a different quality of life. Otherwise, at some level, you're always settling. You're negotiating with yourself for something less than you deserve, Kent. The people that experience spiritual pain is that pain that is so overwhelming, that is so unjust, that is so unfair. When you experience spiritual pain and you don't give up, you develop spiritual strength that people haven't been through it will never understand. They'll never have the same muscle you have. They've never had to lift what you've had to lift. And then there's an inner strength and pride that will not go away. That's the value of extreme stress, when you claim your truth.